Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Five Questions With. Last week, we had some amazing guests on the show, and boy, did we deep dive into their worlds. But here's the best part. We also uncovered their fun and playful sides. Our host, Scott Fullerton, has a treat for you today. You see, Five Questions isn't just about serious stuff. We like to keep it light and quirky, too. We ask questions that let our guests show their wonderfully unique and playful sides. Imagine this. What would they do if they woke up as a squirrel one day? Or what's their favorite ice cream flavor that describes their personality? It's all about bringing out their hidden quirks and having a blast along the way. We believe that even the most successful and accomplished individuals have a fun side, and we're here to celebrate that. So get ready to witness the fun and playful side of our extraordinary guests. You'll laugh, you'll smile, and you might just discover a thing or two about them that you never knew. So sit back, grab a drink, and get ready for the show.
Alrighty, guys, if it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions With. Back here in studio with me, I'm so lucky today to have the cast of Sugar Highs, direct from Out TV and Apple TV, fantastic show filmed up in Canada. We have Joey Benny, Adam Fox, Michael Ayers, and Sam Davison here. Guys, welcome back to Five Questions. We had such a great interview last week. Your show's doing phenomenal here in season two. If you missed our full interview, check the link down below. Talk to all these guys about the career and the show and had a great time. You guys ready to play a little Five Questions With?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All righty. Question number one. If you could switch places with any other character or actor in Sugar Highs just for a day, who would you want to be and why, Sam?
I think... maybe Scott Thompson. I don't know. I really like Kids in the Hall. And being a sketch comic would be, like, awesome. I think that's just that would be a lot of fun.
Huge fan. I hear that. Michael?
If I could switch places with any character, maybe I would switch places with Kostas. Just because that is a handsome man. And also, it would be cool to be in the position to be able to lend someone $30,000.
That's a beautiful thing, right? I agree with that. Adam, what about you?
I think I would switch places with Tab. I would like to know what it feels like to go through life with ease.
With ease it is. Huh? I didn't know it was with ease. I like that. All right, Joey, what about you?
Oh, man, I was just, like, thinking while during their answers, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like Sam's character is always just, like, so conflicted. But I also feel like, I don't know, it'd kind of be fun to switch places with Bud Adam's character because he's really bossy. It would just be nice to be bossy to people.
There you go.
It's good.
I'm all for switching with Ursula. I want to be Ursula and just be a fly on all your guys as
yeah,
well. Checking you guys out. Seeing what's going on with the drama behind the scenes. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. This is geared, I guess, more towards Adam and Michael, but it's for all of you guys. If your real life were a musical, what would be the big show-stopping number so far? Adam,
the title of the music, or
if your life were a musical, what would be the show? What's happened in your life so far that would be the big show-stopping number, transformative number?
So anything from our life, just like a pivotal moment in our life. I think living in Bangkok at 20 and doing a modeling contract there was very formative for me. So maybe you could call the musical Bangkok.
I like that. We have Michael cringing very hard, but that's kind of fun. Michael, what about you?
Well, I'm hoping the big show-stopping moment in my life is ahead of me. So, I don't know. You'll notice when you watch this show that my hair is, like, literally down to here, and I've chopped it all off. So I did that recently. So I guess in my recent life, my big show-stopping number is chopping all my hair off. And I guess we could call that musical Hair. I don't think that one exists yet.
That's a new one. I don't think that's been done. Sam, what about yourself?
Wait, so are we supposed to choose a pivotal moment or a real musical?
from real life. In real life, what's been a highlight so far?
I got attacked by a pigeon once.
That is a showstopper, I guess. Okay. And what will we call that big musical number?
Ooh, Ballad of a Beak in My Eye.
I'd watch that.
Okay, I want to hear Sam's stories on set. I just want to be a fly on the wall on set and hear what his stories are about. All right, Joey, what about you, my friend?
Oh, man, I think the most pivotal thing in my life was, you know, I packed up everything and moved to California and knew no one. And so I think it was, I think moving to L.A. would be my big pivotal moment, and I'd probably title it, I'm Here, Now What?
Hey.
Well said. Amen to that. All right. Question number three. You guys are representing all parts of the North America here. So if you were a tour guide in your hometown, what would be the first place you'd want to take your friends to see? Michael?
I mean, my favorite place in the city is the island, which is, you know, the best place to be in the summer when it's warm and, you know, the beach and all that stuff. So I would probably take people there, or maybe the distillery district, just because it's, you know, a classic.
Very cool. Adam, what about you?
So for me, I'm from Vancouver and I'm from the North Shore specifically, which is where all the nature is. So I would take them to West Vancouver specifically. There's a beautiful drive called Marine Drive, and you're just like looking at it, like the infinite ocean. Well, it's not infinite, but just the ocean, and it's sunny and it's so beautiful. And along Marine Drive, there's a lot of beautiful homes as well as parks, particularly Lighthouse Park and White Cliff Park are just like, wow, when you see them.
Nice. Joey, what about you?
Well, if I had to play tour guide, I live in Hollywood, which means I have had many people come to visit me and they're like, we want to go, like, see ya. So I think the first thing I would do is I take them. There's a street called Beechwood Drive, and you can stand in the middle of the street and you have a perfect view of the Hollywood sign right behind you. So I take them there. And I'd also, I think it's really fun to go on one of the star tours, because they put you in this van with no windows, and it's, you know, it's always so warm here. So I think having a drink or two and get a nice little buzz, and then go on the star tours and look at all the houses that you can't afford.
there you go.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, I'm bringing the big gay road trip we talked about off air to L.A. and Palm Springs in July. And one of the things we're going to be doing is having brunch at the Magic Castle. So you'll have to come join us at the Magic Castle.
That's brunch. Right up the street from me.
Right up Fountain. I like it. I like it. Sam, what about you? What would you show people around Nova Scotia?
Well, the show is shot in Halifax. And I think the other day in like a CTV interview, they asked me if I like showed people around, and I said I did, but I don't think I did. I don't think I did anything like very tour guide-y with you guys, but I don't know. I feel like maybe a lame answer, but like classic Donaire, waterfront.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend that lives in Halifax, and they said the most interesting thing is people watch all the freaking boats that get dropped off there 80 times a day because of all the cruise ships that go through there. And that port just gets to be crazy after a while.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
stuff.
If you're a people watcher, that's wild. All right, very good. Question number four. Back to the show here. You guys have this amazing show, Sugar Highs, sitcom with some serious dramatic. If you were able to do a crossover episode with any other sitcom or cast, who would you like to cross over with and combine your shows together? Adam.
Ooh, good question.
For me, I don't know if anyone has watched it here. I love the show Search Party. It's a dark comedy. I think that could work as a crossover. It's very absurd. I'd say Sugar Highs is funny, but it's a little bit more in reality, whereas search party is vanity in the absurd. So that could be fun. I also always think it could be fun to somehow have a crossover with something like Gossip Girl, probably the old one, not the new one, but just to like have that kind of the luxury element and like the rich. There's a lot of rich people for us to seek out and mine for their assets.
Nice. Michael, what about you?
Character.
Who would you like to cross over with?
I mean, this show is no longer on the air, but it was one of my favorites. I don't know if anyone ever watched that show, Happy Endings.
Yeah,
love that show, loved all of those characters. I mean, I don't know how these worlds would fit together, but I can imagine a crossover episode being absolutely ridiculous in the best way. So
I would love that. That would be fun. Sam, what about you?
Well, you made a Brady Bunch reference when we I think it'd be funny to see how terrified they would be just or we could be what's the dad's name again? Mike or something?
Yes,
Yeah, Mike Brady.
Yeah, we could be sugar babies to Mike Brady if it doesn't
work. Oh my God.
I like that. One of my very good friends is a writer. His name's Stan Zimmerman, and he wrote the very Brady sequel movie. And he wrote Golden Girls and Roseanne and all these great things. We'll have him write a special episode just for you guys. I like it.
That's awesome.
Joey, what about you, my friend?
I think that so probably not a sitcom, but I love Olivia Pope. I think Kerry Washington is beautiful. And I think that a crossover episode with Scandal, because it takes place on DC, and we all know that there's a lot of closet cases in that town. I think having Tab or maybe all of them intertwined in some big political scandal, and then she has to go in and clean it up, I'd watch that.
I like that. Very, very cool. I want to see an episode, and maybe it's coming in season two. I don't know. Don't tell me. But I would love to see where you guys all met, because you guys met in college, or you guys answered. I think on one episode you said they answered an ad, and I think that'd be kind of fun to see a backstory.
Well, you won't see that in season two.
Ooh, there we go. All right. All right. Question number five, guys. We're almost home. Talk about what is your most interesting or imaginative excuse you've ever used to get out of a gig? Michael.
Most interesting excuse to get out of something. I mean, I'm not incredibly creative when it comes to getting out of things because I'm not a very good liar, ironically. So usually if I just the sort of like stress and anxiety of not wanting to do something will end up, you know, resulting in an actual physical issue. Like I will literally make myself sick because I don't want to do something. And then,
right.
So I guess that.
I know how that goes. Adam, what about you? Any creative ways to get out of something you haven't wanted to do before?
I don't want to say I'm good at lying, but that wouldn't be untrue. But what comes to mind after Michael's story is in high school, I didn't have a great experience the first few years. So for whatever reason, I didn't want to go to school for a few days. I'm allergic to dairy, but like a real allergy, like a sinus and throat allergy to it. So I drank a massive glass of milk and then had like a fever and was homesick for 4 days.
Oh my God. That's serious getting out of.
It's kind
of
sad.
You're not a liar. You're an actor. You're pretending. You can never lie if you're an actor. Joey, true. What about you, my friend?
So this is gross, but my not go-to, because I don't like, I always honor my commitments, but let me tell you a little tip. You tell someone that you have diarrhea, one, no one is ever going to ask for proof, and two, because it's so, like, embarrassing, people are like, well, if they're actually saying that they have it, they probably do, because no one wants to be like, I guess. So it'll get you out of anything you need.
I love that. That is so bad. Okay. Sam, oh, you get to follow that up, my friend. Last answer to the last question, you get to follow Joey.
Well, I'll take Joey's a step further. If you look someone in the eye, you poop your pants. They'll let you go for sure.
All right, Sam wins, everyone. That's it. Goodness gracious.
What a note to go.
End of five questions right here with the fantastic cast of Sugar Highs. Adam, let everyone know where the show's social media is, and they can all find you, the rest of you from that. Some of it's going to take some digging, boys and girls. All right, Adam, go ahead.
So you can find the show at Sugar Highs Official on Instagram. And then, yeah, you can find all of us there as well.
And the guys, show an is absolute on pleasure OTV talking to you. Thanks so much for coming on Left to Straight Show Interviews. If it's Tuesday, it's five questions with again. Check out our full interview with all the guys we had on last week. The link is down below. We will see you next time, because if it's Tuesday, it's time for five questions with. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our bonus podcast, Five Questions With. Be sure to look for us every Tuesday as we bring back some of your favorite guests from the previous week's interviews and some special best of five questions guests as well. If you haven't subscribed yet or hit the like button, tap those buttons now to help other people find Left of Straight podcasts. We appreciate you for listening and look for our interviews with your favorite LGBTQ and straight allies from entertainment, foodies, music, books, and advocacy. We'll see you next week, because if it's Tuesday, it's time for Five Questions With.